Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is co-producer of Haas & Haas Podcast Radio here with our premier podcast, The Attic, where we get to hear a guidance and a word of encouragement that always keeps us focused on the true relationship or the actual relationship we have with God, who is inside of every one of us. I see we have our full cast with us tonight. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own, my big brother, Messenger Ron Dyer.
Good evening, everyone. There was two dudes. No, I'm just joking. My brother said that. He said this was the attic.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Well, okay. So it was two dudes, well, right?
It's the messenger. It's the messenger's podcast in the attic. No, I apologize for that, brother.
No, I'm messing.
Hey, that's well. No, I have to keep it right. I got to keep. Watch this, because I have one job. I have one job, and I messed that up. But hey, welcome to our podcast, The Messenger.
Bless you, my brother, and bless those that are listening here today. Once again, it is a pleasure to be before you, just thinking and thanking God for how he has brought us through another day of dealing with those that are walking in darkness. And as they walk in darkness, they always have a tendency, because they don't know where they're going, to get in our way. But because our light shines, we can see them, and we are beginning to make that move so that we're not running into them, but we're going about the business of discovering just exactly who we are and doing the things that are necessary to make our lives as well as those around us better. Good evening, Sister Carmen. I think we have Sister Purr with us tonight. Do we have Sister Purr with us? Okay, maybe not. But if so.
No, you do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I pressed too many buttons.
Oh, okay. Oh, modern technology, but it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
amen.
How was everybody? How was everybody's Sabbath day?
Mine was great. Thank you.
Let me see what I think. What did I do on Saturday? Yeah, I had a good Saturday. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was thinking what I did on Saturday.
Right.
Okay, because that's what we have to
every
understand.
Every day is Saturday.
All right,
every day.
Now. The messenger can't even bring his message because Nurse Carmen got it. And that's exactly right. Every day is the Sabbath. Every day.
Uh-huh.
Every day is holy. And you can tell
uh-huh.
it's a holy day because we've got Sister Sunshine with us as well. So, yeah, it's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sister mm-hmm. Sunshine.
Hello, Brother Messenger. Hello.
How was your day today?
It was actually a very good day. A very, very good day. God was all up and through there.
Amen.
All up and through there. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Up
and that's the way. And that's a beautiful thing. Just the fact that you acknowledge it and you realize that it was the God in you or, and the God in others as well, just working for the good. And the more we can begin to understand and realize that, the more the so-called blasé days can become good days because we know that all things are working together for the good. So when we see those that are in darkness and trying to create some kind of disturbance to your flow, you're able to sidestep it or tackle it head on to let them know that they need to come out of darkness. It's important for us to, as we spoke about yesterday, to let our light shine so that people might see that difference in us, so that they might know that the same old stories that they've been telling for so many years just doesn't add up. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. And this is the reason why we were blessed with the ability to have sense, to have knowledge. We are intelligent beings. And if we really stop and think about some of the old folklore stories that were told, it's just crazy. If you really stop and listen to it, it's crazy. I was speaking with Sister Carmen earlier, and we were just mm-hmm. talking about, you know, how when you hear this, as a co-producer likes to say, this buffoonery, it really kind of gets you, you know, kind of gets the engine going, trying to share this light with people so that they can better understand that it is more to this life than getting up on Sunday morning and all of these different prayers and all of this different not doing this and not doing that to please God. In order to please God, each and every one of us have to learn how to live our life to the best ability that we can. And it's just that simple. People find it hard to believe that it is just that simple. But this is how God set everything up. And if we, as I've always said, if we go within, we'll be able to see this and understand this and enjoy life to its fullest because we know the deal. We haven't gotten to the point where we know every single aspect, but the more that we go inside ourselves, the more it's being revealed to us. And the old lines from yesterday and yesteryear just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Our God is just too awesome for us to be walking around here thinking these things that man has put out on God to be God. It's just not possible. It's just not possible for God to make a mistake. And if it's not possible for him to make a mistake, why do we think that we're doing things wrong? It's just not possible. All things are working together for the good. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Right.
He did not make a mistake. And we ain't so big and bad and so tough that we can, that same logic that they give to this made-up creature called Satan with all of this different power and authority that they're bigger and badder than God, that's not us either. And if we listen to the story, we are just like this creature Satan.
Mm-hmm.
We we know more than God. We know what God wants. We know what God wants for each and every one of us, and that's just not possible. You have to know what it is that you would do to make your life shine so that you can be the best you that you see fit. And when you strive for that, trust me, God is with you. Now, what some people may strive for may not be what you think it should be, but it is not yours. It is not your path. You walk your path. You make yourself the best that you can be. And if everybody worked together to make themselves the best that they can be, then we can walk and live in harmony. Right now, we're stuck under this mindset of survival of the fittest. Only the strong survives. And that's not the case. We have to understand that we are all one. We've even broken it down as far as race, color, gender, religion, all of this stuff. We found ways to separate ourselves from each other. But what we have to understand is no matter what we do, we are not really separating ourselves from anything. It's impossible. It's impossible for us to separate ourselves from each other. But our problem is we think this. But it is not the case. We are all one. We are all part of God's body. Every single one of us. No, there is no exception. There is no Hitler wasn't even an exception. There is no exception. We have to understand if God took his spirit from anybody, you best believe that that body will lay down and get up no more until he breathed life back into him. And that goes for each and every one of us, those that we think are the worst of the worst and those that we think are the best of the best. It's all. We are all one. The word tells us that we need to love our neighbors as ourselves. Why would that be? Love as if it was yourself. Isn't there a message right there in that?
Mm-hmm.
If
Amen.
If we mm-hmm. just stop and think about it, why would God want me to love any of you like I would love myself?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he want that? Because in his universal plan, the way this whole thing was drawn up, that we are all one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every breath I take, every step I take, it's because of his Holy Spirit within me. And that goes exactly the same for everyone else. There is no exceptions. And we have to begin to understand that there is no exceptions and start living that way, that there is no exceptions, because we are all one. The same way the five of us, the six of us, can get on this line and touch and agree. If people would start to open up their minds and allow the spirit within them to guide them, we can have this board filled with believers or knowers that we are all one. We all talk it, but we don't live it. And this is where we've got to get to the point where we live the fact that we know that I am my brother's keeper. I am my brother's keeper because I am my brother.
Amen.
That's right.
I mean, let's use this as an example. We've always on the attic and on this show, we've always talked about how Sister Sunshine and Sister Nurse Carmen sound so much alike. Why do you think that is? Because they're sisters?
DNA.
You know, but what is DNA? Does anybody remember?
Oh,
divine,
yeah, you did tell us.
Divine natural ability.
I forgot.
Good thing they
tell
promised
us again,
to
Messenger.
What was it?
Nurse Carmen?
Tell us again, Messenger, please.
Divine natural ability.
Oh, thank you, Sister Celebration.
It is in that DNA we all possess, the divine natural ability. And this is what God has given us, divine, divinity.
Amen.
This is what we have. We just have to come to the knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, Sister Sunshine, you said you had a great day. Just, I mean, you don't have to go into great details, but just tell me, why did you say it was a great day?
Oh, I was fellowshipping with some new, you know, with some ladies. It was a beautiful, the weather was beautiful. I was in a wonderful spirit. It was just a good time had by all. Just, the conversation with everyone. And everyone just had a really good spirit within them. And then that came through in the day and the time spent together.
The word tells us that it is so good when the brethren or sisters, however you want to look at it, when they come together. But what happens is they've made it seem like the only time you can come together is in a church. See, have they taken the word and distorted it? So this is why people get up every Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday and they go to church, because of that scripture that says it is good when we come together. It is a beautiful thing when we come together and touch and agree, because when you come together and touch and agree, do you understand the power that you possess? When we get together and start, this is why the world is in the situation that it's in, is because we have like-minded people that have come together and decided that they want to oppress people.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, there is strength in numbers. It's the spirits touching and agreeing. We have free will. And God has allowed us this free will because we have to understand, no matter what we do here on this earth, in this life, when it's all over, said and done, we are all going back to from whence we came. And we've all come back from the same place. So with that in mind, with God knowing this, does he really care if you get up Sunday morning and go to church? And I'm not telling you not to, but do you think that makes him mad if you don't go?
No.
Do you think God would be more pleased with you going to church with a bunch of people that supposedly are like-minded like you, or you getting together with someone else and bringing some kind of joy to their day, so that somebody else somewhere is saying they had a beautiful day too? Why? Because I was with Sister Sunshine, the weather was beautiful, and we were laughing and joking and having a couple of drinks here and there, and we enjoyed ourselves. I just threw that last part in.
Just threw that in there, huh?
I just threw that in there, all right?
It was there, though. No, it was there, though.
Huh?
It was there, though. We had a couple.
It was there? Okay.
Yeah,
we were able to have a good time, and that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Now, would you have rather done that, or would you rather go to a church and three-fourths of the people looking at you like you crazy, wondering where you've been, what you've been doing? We've been brainwashed into believing that Sunday you got to be in church. I'm not saying it's a bad place to be, but it's not mandatory. There is nothing that is mandatory. It's only mandatory if you decide that you want that to be. And we've got to stop letting people decide our fate, because it is our lives. They don't let you decide theirs.
Right, right.
None of us can go to T.D. Jakes, Parsley, or any of them and tell them, no, now, going forward, this is what God wants you to do. They'll look at you like you're crazy. But then they can turn right around and tell you what God said you can't do.
Mm.
So it's important for us to once again, as I said, continue to go inside ourselves and seek guidance from the Spirit. The Spirit is at the door knocking. All you got to do is let it in, and it will lead and guide you to much more beautiful days that you had today. You can have all days can be like that. It's just a matter of how you want to categorize that day. And it's so important for us to understand this. We can have life and have it more abundantly. I don't recommend that you constantly be sipping on them extra drinks or two. But if that brings you joy, but understand bringing you joy, sometime there are consequences.
Might bring you cirrhosis.
That's correct. So you've got to ask yourself, is this one day of joy okay for me that I have to accept the fact that I might have cirrhosis? So there are consequences to certain things that we do, but it's still up to you. Because when you realize, okay, when this is over, and none of us want to leave here any earlier than what we have to, but that's a choice that we have to make. And another thing so that you can know that you're not leaving here before the soul says it's time to go. So if you want to mess around and just using that as an example and end up with cirrhosis, then you'll have cirrhosis till it's time for you to go.
That's an awful thing.
You're not leaving until it's time to go. So the way you said that, that's an awful thing. So that means that's something that you don't really want to happen. So if you don't want it to happen,
amen.
Okay. But if you don't want it to happen, what do you do?
Limit the libations.
Okay, we ain't gonna stop it. We just gonna limit it. All right. And
limit the libations.
Okay, and if that works for you, and if that's what it takes, that I get to hear that cheer or that love in your voice, then do that.
Uh-huh.
If that's what makes you happy, then do that. But I have to let you know that you gotta look at everything from a bigger perspective, because if you don't do that, then people will hear this message and think it's okay to do drugs. And I mean heroin or whatever. It's okay to rob banks because I'm going to heaven anyway. Yes, but you've got to understand what's going to happen here as well. And that has to be you. That has to be understood when you're making your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you drink
the heaven
and what's that, brother?
So the hell that people speak of that could possibly be just a consequence of your action that you pay for while you're in this body.
Right.
It is, my brother. Heaven and hell is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on earth. That's heaven and hell. Heaven and hell is a state of mind.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up here taking myself through hell a little while ago, thinking about this job. And thank God for Nurse Carmen. Nurse Carmen said, "All right, cut that out, messenger. We got a word tonight. You can't bring no word, and you ain't bringing it right because you thinking otherwise." And during that time, I was going through hell just thinking about some of the things that go on there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's what they say: be careful what you ask for sometimes.
Well, that's just 100% correct. And that's the same. That's the exact same thing I meant with regards to the alcohol. You are 100%
mm-hmm.
correct.
Mm-hmm.
You want this? Okay, you got it. But now you've got to deal with what it brings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we do know the definition of crazy, or we do know that definition,
insane.
Right?
Insane.
Insane. Right. We do know that definition, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so then this is where we have to better come to understand what it is that we truly want for our higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this job, I want a job, but I don't want no job that's going to be stressing me out.
Right.
It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. But, you know, got to do what you got to do, so...
Mm.
So don't nobody worry. I ain't quitting my job just yet, all right?
Okay.
But it is a beautiful thing, this thing called life, once we begin to understand what it's really all about. And it's not, once we come to understand that it's not about every time you turn around, you on your knees. You don't need to be on your knees talking to God. Talk to him. You don't need to be afraid to do this or to do that. You just need to know what it is that you're doing. And understand what happens when you do it and when you don't do it. And then you make the choice. That's all part of that thing they call free will. Free will is not, if you do this, you go. That's not free will. You're not really giving me a choice. And we play those games, but God doesn't play those type of games. Not with himself. Why would he do that to himself? But we all are aware that it is the Spirit of God that keeps us alive. Are we aware of that, or do we think otherwise? And I'm just talking to the members here today. Do we think otherwise, or do we know it is the God's Spirit that keeps us alive?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We know. We the
you
people know,
brother,
know right here.
Okay, so if we know this now, and we do know that it's not only just us on here that it keeps alive, it's everybody, right?
Right, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then that kind of makes us, I mean, I just don't see it any other way but as one, because that same spirit
right.
that keeps you alive keeps me alive, and we have to know that we are more than just this body that we see. I know a lot of us look in the mirror and we see a gorgeous specimen, and when we look in the mirror, but we are so much more than that. And this is where we've got to get to ourselves to understand that we're more than that, because actually this body is the least of us, because this body can't last forever. So the part of us that lasts forever is our soul, which is our spirit. And because of that, that's why we should be giving that more attention than we do to the body.
Okay.
But on that note, I do thank you as we begin to wind down. This was a 30-minute show, a good show, gave us a chance just to be able to that co-producer, man, you keep messing up my vibe, man.
at some point, my brother, we have to save some of the message for another time. Or did you have your closing music?
No, I was going to go to another song, but we got to go out with Mother. We go out with Mother. If that brings you joy.
No, listen. I'm going to leave the audio to you then, Brother.
No, bro, I'm just joking. It's all good.
I got you. To the podcast audience, it comes that time when, again, we must say good evening. But I do thank everyone for joining the podcast. I ask that you share the podcast. Again, we're on a membership drive. We're looking at numbers around 50,000, and that's just on the light side. So, again, if you hear the podcast, and you understand or appreciate the message from the messenger, please share our podcast. And finally, recent situations in the Senate voting process, again, has come to me as we have to mobilize. We have to register. We have to vote again, because if we don't vote, then we're saying we like what's going on in this country right now. If you don't like what's going on in this country, we have to get out to the polls. We have to vote. Again, we got to turn red to blue. Again, I always say we're going to turn red to blue, and then let's keep a close check on blue. All right? So let's get out to the polls, and let's let the nation know you're not happy with the way it's going, and let's exercise the democratic rights that we were all entitled to, and let's get to those polls and vote. On that note, I want to say goodnight to everyone, and we will talk to you, Brother Messenger. When we talk to him?
We'll be talking to him Thursday at 10 o'clock, my brother.
Thursday at 10 o'clock.
And that's for the message, but don't forget the attic, Wednesdays
Wednesday
at 10 o'clock.
Yes,
Wednesday, 10 o'clock, the attic. Thursday, 10 o'clock, we have the messenger. So let's have a wonderful evening and enjoy tomorrow. I guess it's a special day for a person. I'm sorry. I was going to say for a person that didn't do anything, we get a day off, but I'm not going to knock that. Everybody have a nice day. Everybody have a nice evening. And I'll talk to you on Wednesday night. Thank
you. Enjoy your day. Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you back.